I'm Jim Meadows for Illinois Public Media with a longer listen to the two candidates for Champaign County Executive, Democrat Darlene Kleppel and Republican Gordy Halton. Backers of the new county office say they want a chief executive who would be more decisive than the county board has been. I asked Darlene Kleppel how she could make a difference in working with the county board.
Well, what I think will make the difference is that I have not been a career politician in the past, and my work has always been with both sides of the aisle. I worked for 15 years with the County Regional Planning Commission, and in doing that as a staff, I didn't take sides of party. And so many of the things that I did in terms of budgets, in terms of service provision, in terms of planning new programs, in terms of negotiating, those kind of things, really involved both parties. There was a person from each party that sat on my board, my advisory board. There's persons of each party that would sit on the Workforce Development Advisory Board, which I also managed for a while. And so I think that I understand how each side thinks if they're polarized, but I also think there's ways that both parties can agree on some things. And it seems to me that it's better to start from that perspective than what are the most distant and far polarized things we can start with. As I said, I think everyone in the county wants us to be a safe place. Everyone wants there to be good economic development opportunities for people. Those are not things we disagree on. And so the question is, how can we get to some points that we agree on, which I think I have experience helping other organizations do, and I think I could help with the county as well.
So you think you can reach consensus for a board that's been pretty sharply and openly divided on a lot of issues?
It has been very divided, and it tends to see things in an either-or situation. I obviously don't control the county board members. I would hope to be able to work with the county board members before votes are taken so that a better problem-solving and decision-making process can be set up. Obviously, the board meetings are not the place to do that because that's a very strict Robert's Rules kind of thing. But there are ways to do things behind the scenes with study sessions, with town hall meetings, with different ways of gathering input. I do find that there is some opportunity for public input at the county board meetings, but it's usually one way. People come and either complain or make a suggestion, and then the county board moves on. But there's not really a discussion that's taking place. And so new ideas are often overlooked, I think, or all options are not put on the table.
That was the Democratic nominee for Champaign County Executive, Darlene Kleppel. Her Republican opponent, Gordy Halton, says he also has experience working with county members in a bipartisan way as the county clerk. But Halton says he also plans to make a difference on the county board by changing the way its districts are drawn.
We are in a situation right now where I believe that gerrymandering is providing or is one of the fundamental causes of the gridlock that we see on the Champaign County Board. We have 11 county board districts in Champaign County, two members from each district. Those county board districts were drawn after the last census to elect sort of a predetermined conclusion of county board candidates. I believe right now the number is of our 22 county board members, only four of them have ever faced a general election opponent, even token opposition. So we've gotten to a point at the local level where our politicians are selecting their voters instead of their voters selecting their politicians. And what it has done is it has resulted in two camps on the county board, one that is representing extraordinarily safe, very conservative Republican districts, and one that is representing extraordinarily safe, very progressive Democratic districts. And if those county board members never have to answer to a general election population at the voting booth, then there is no incentive for them to work across the aisle and try and find middle ground solutions. We've got two polarized camps that refuse to work together. An independent redistricting commission made up of non-elected officials will be the process that I use to draw the first map that by law I'm entitled to submit during the redistricting process as the county executive. And I am committed to vetoing any map passed by the county board that will benefit the extremes of either political party. One of my three goals that I talk about as I go around the county promoting myself as a county executive candidate is we need an independent redistricting process that is going to return us to the days of competitive general elections for county board seats in Champaign County.
Now, my memory tells me at least that there was an attempt to reform the redistricting process 10 years ago. And something got put into place, but it doesn't seem to be anything that was that was universally acclaimed. What would be different this time?
The flaw in the redistricting process last time was that the eventual map that came out of the independent or the redistricting commission used 10 years ago had to be voted on by the county board. And the only acceptable map that was presented to the county board majority was a map that gerrymandered districts in favor of the majority party. And so therefore, the majority voted for the map that favored their interests. So the commission came up with alternatives, and the majority on the board said, we want this map that protects our majority in perpetuity, and they voted themselves a gerrymandered map as a result of a sort of a sham transparent or transparently sham redistricting process.
So how would things be different this time around?
Because the county executive has the authority to veto, which means if the county board wants to pass a gerrymandered map, they're going to have to do so with a 3/5 majority over the county executive's veto.
Okay, and what you're saying is that you can be trusted to approve a fair map.
I'm saying that this is one of the top three priorities of my campaign this summer, and that as I've gone around Champaign County talking about my campaign for county executive, I have made that priority clear to voters, and it's gotten a very positive response.
That was Republican Gordy Halton. He's running against Democrat Darlene Kleppel for the new office of Champaign County Executive. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.